This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. As part of our ongoing series exploring the dividing lines in the Kansas City area, we've been looking at the Wyandotte and Johnson County border. Today we consider something the counties have in common, a growing number of Latino residents. Both have about 40,000, which is newer to Johnson County. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan takes us inside these distinct communities.
Norma Loya is a promotora, a community health worker who does outreach to Latinos in both Wyandotte and Johnson County. Today, she's signing up people to get information about food stamps at a tienda on Central Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas.
Bueno, aquí casi siempre son de 15, 20 personas.
She says here she always gets about 15 to 20 people. Wyandotte County's Latino population has deep roots going back to the early 1900s, and it's seen steady growth, establishing communities in places like Argentine and Armordale. Loya says you can really feel it on Central Avenue.
There are many people like us, and we feel like in our own country.
Loya came here from Mexico 13 years ago. Her job is through the Latino service organization El Centro. It's where she learned English.
I feel successful. I feel that I've reached a dream.
In 40 years, El Centro has grown to be an institution in Wyandotte County, serving more than 10,000 people a year. El Centro has two offices in Kansas City, Kansas, but their newest location is on Santa Fe Street in Olathe. El Centro director Irene Caudillo explains.
In Olathe, what is happening is some of that Latino community that you saw back in, the 90s when Central Avenue began to see an influx.
The population of Latinos in Johnson County has nearly doubled in the past 15 years. And one of the largest concentrations of that population is in the city of Olathe. Some attribute this growth to the city's efforts since the early 2000s to make Olathe a welcoming place for Latinos. That's regardless of their immigration status. The hope is to provide support for Latinos in areas of housing, health, social services, and business development. As more and more Latino-owned businesses pop up on Santa Fe and off K7, you can feel the change.
My name is Salvador de la Torre, and I'm from Mexico.
De la Torre arrived in Kansas from Michoacán in the 90s.
Yeah, we started washing dishes.
He went from washing dishes to eventually opening his own Mexican restaurant, Fronteras.
Still, I cannot speak too much English, but I'm trying. It's very hard.
De la Torre may still struggle with his English, but he's made strides in his business. He now owns three Fronteras in Johnson County. Ask him why he lives in Olathe, and he says it's for his kids.
I hear the school is really good, and that's why I want to live in Olathe.
Education is a reason that our families moved. That was the reason why my parents decided to leave everything behind in Mexico.
Isabel Gutierrez is from Juarez. She's lived in Wyandotte County, Overland Park, and now Olathe for the past 25 years.
When I moved to Olathe, there was like maybe five families. And I would go to the store and I would hear somebody speak Spanish. And it was like, oh. And now I go everywhere and there's Spanish products, there's Spanish speaking people, there are children speaking the language.
And Gutierrez works a lot with these children and their parents for the Olathe School District Parents as Teachers program. Today, she's doing an in-home visit with some pre-K kids. They're scooping up plastic Easter eggs into baskets, learning how to count the colors.
Orange. Anaranjado.
And share with each other in English and Spanish.
Talk to her.
The Olathe Public School District offers Spanish translators at schools on site and employs people like Gutierrez to help parents adjust to life here, which Gutierrez says can be hard.
We come here and we want to become part of the system. We want to become part of the culture because we don't want to be ostracized.
According to the Pew Research Institute, the population of undocumented people is decreasing in Kansas. El Centro says 20% of their clients have issues with status or are undocumented. The largest growing population of Latinos are second and third generation. Yet there is still a stigma about status and cultural differences that Gutierrez says she's very sensitive to.
Because we try to take everything out of them to make it to be a USA. You are in the USA, you speak English, you eat sandwiches, you eat this, you eat that, and if you eat anything different, there's something wrong with you. And so when I work with our community, I said, you can keep your culture. Now you're just going to add to your culture.
Perhaps one of the largest differences between Latino life in Wyandotte and Johnson County is that families in Johnson County on average make $15,000 more a year than those in Wyandotte, which falls in line with the overall wealth differences of the two counties. But according to Irene Cardillo from El Centro, That's not why people live where they live.
I think when they find a home, a community, a church, and a school, as well as a what they feel is a good paying job to keep the roof over their head and children fed, they don't see a county line.
And yet, Cadillo says there is still a lot of work to be done, especially in addressing disparities in health and income and promoting civic leadership for Latinos living in both Kansas counties. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.
This story is part of KCUR's Beyond Our Borders series, exploring the lines that unite and divide Kansas City. For more stories, go to kcur.org and click on the Beyond Our Borders tab.